Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we're at 81 degrees.
And we're expecting a high around 80 today and another chance of showers and thunderstorms later on.
Well, a pretty severe thunderstorm rolled through the area last night with high winds and heavy rain. Scanner reports indicated trees down in the city of Plymouth shortly after 8 last night. One took down power lines and a power pole and blocked traffic on Grove Street. Another fell on Western Avenue. Those heavy rains also hampered response to an accident on Highway 23 west of Greenbush due to zero visibility. Sheriff's Department said a 25-year-old Fond du Lac woman escaped injury in that one after her car began to hydroplane, left the road, and traveled down an 8-foot embankment. Now, in neighboring Fond du Lac County, there were also reports of wind damage south of Campbellsport and in Green Lake, and half-inch hail in Rosendale.
And plenty of rain, too, 1.4 inches falling in the Sheboygan area. Sheboygan County officials are canvassing the vote for the primary election. The Board of Canvassers are meeting in the County Administrator Building today. The results may determine if State Senator Joe Lipom makes a request to recount the 6th District Congressional Primary, in which he apparently lost by just 215 votes. That canvassing process expected to take all day.
Painstaking process going through every precinct, going through every vote and checking them. A Manitowoc County man's been busted for entering the Acuity Insurance construction site in Sheboygan and then bungee jumping from one of those cranes several weeks ago. 26-year-old Nicholas Propson of Maribel posted the video on YouTube, now facing misdemeanor charges. He may also be liable for over $3,000 in damage that the incident cost the construction company.
You can add another honor for Sheboygan basketball star Sam Decker. He has a key to the city of Sheboygan. Decker was honored by the city council last night for his standout career at Sheboygan Lutheran and UW-Madison.
I'd like to thank all you guys for your support through everything, whether it was high school or college. And, I wasn't expecting something like this to come my way, but I'm very happy, and I'll always call Sheboygan home so that you don't have to worry about that. And thanks very much for all this. I appreciate this, and I'll never forget this and never lose this.
47-year-old woman died from injuries that she received in a one-vehicle rollover crash. That in western Manitowoc County last night. We get more on that story from Damon Ryan.
The Wisconsin State Patrol investigated the crash on U.S. Highway 10 at Maple Rock Road near Reidsville. According to the State Patrol, the motorist was traveling eastbound on 10 in a sport utility vehicle about 6:45 when the unit crossed the lanes of traffic, entered the ditch, and rolled over. The female driver, whose name and hometown have not been released yet, was ejected from her vehicle and sustained fatal injuries. In Manitowoc, I'm Damon Ryan, WHBL News.
The violent clashes continued overnight yesterday in Ferguson, Missouri, more than a week since the death of teenager Michael Brown. Fox News Radio's Jeff Bonasso reports.
Over a weekend, and authorities are still unable to stop the unrest and violence that we saw again in the streets of Ferguson last night, with Molotov cocktails and rocks thrown at police.
There were numerous reports of shots fired. We had two fires, one at a business and one at an unoccupied residence.
State Patrol Captain Ron Johnson says four officers were hurt and that many militant protesters are coming in from around the country to incite violence. Officials say the community needs to work with police to attain peace in Ferguson, where schools are canceled for the rest of the week. In St. Louis, Jeff Madasso, Fox News Radio.
Back in Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin-Madison researcher Yoshihiro Kawaka conducting tests on campus for possible Ebola treatments. Kawaka is using genetic material from Ebola in one experiment and a strain of the virus in another. A university official would not say where on campus the work is being performed other than to say it is being done in a protected area.
And for good reason, too. Governor Walker is touting the report of state-by-state employment and unemployment estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The state had a statistically significant increase in manufacturing jobs from July 2013 to last month, with 9,300 new jobs. That is fourth in the country and above neighboring states of Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois.
That 24-year-old California woman who was kicked in the face by a giraffe at the Henry Vila Zoo in Madison over the weekend says she plans to fight the $686 ticket she got. Amanda Hall said that she wasn't trying to hurt Wally the giraffe and describes herself as an animal lover. Well, she was ticketed for harassment of zoo animals after climbing over one fence, nearly getting over a second into the giraffe enclosure when Wally the giraffe approached her, licked her on the face, then kicked her in the face. Hall's apologizing to the zoo for her behavior. She needed 10 stitches, by the way, to close the cut inflicted by Wally
The Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department is warning pickup truck owners to keep an eye on their trucks. There's been a rash of thefts of catalytic converters in the area, apparently for the metal in them. Lieutenant Mark Rupnick said pickup trucks are targeted because they're easier to get under.
Well, the way beer is regulated, you might think it's impossible to buy it from vending machines, but they're looking at that at Milwaukee's Miller Park. Now, fans would go to a cash register, show an ID, then buy cards for certain monetary amounts. Those cards would be scanned at the vending machines where buyers could choose then the brands and amounts of beer that they want. Monitors would be there to double-check IDs and make sure those that are picking up the beer haven't had one too many.
They have been testing those in other places, and yeah. I guess they're going well.
Yeah, in Minneapolis, doing very well. How about the forecast, Rusty?
Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high near 80 tonight. Evening showers, then becoming mostly cloudy, low near 62. Tomorrow, partly sunny and highs in the mid-70s.
And in the event you missed any of our stories, our entire newscast posted on our website, whbl.com, under podcasts. WHBL News Time, 12:06.